An official with the Federal Aviation Administration says the agency covered up security lapses and loopholes for years, despite repeated warnings. He's now filed a formal complaint against the FAA. Several members of Congress will listen to his story and that of other whistleblowers later this week. From member station WBUR, Fred Tice reports.
Bogdan Dakovic is sitting in his sport utility vehicle on a bluff in a shopping mall parking lot in the Virginia suburbs of Washington. The taillights of the evening rush hour traffic flow like a red river on the highway below. Dakovic is about to take a huge step. Recently, he sought and obtained federal protection as a whistleblower. The federal government says it's taking his complaint seriously and is investigating further. He's the first current FAA official to go on the record against the agency's handling of security. He says he's come to this moment after years of trying to bring security problems to the attention of FAA management. Dakovic expects to tell an informal forum of members of Congress on Wednesday morning that the FAA's inadequate handling of security helped to create an environment exploited by hijackers. On Wednesday night, he says, he expects to get his first full night's sleep since September 11th.
My purpose in coming forward like this is to hopefully motivate Congress to conduct a major hearing on what happened leading up to September 11th as far as FAA security goes.
After years of trying to work within the system, Dakovic says he's reaching out to the media and to Congress because he believes that FAA management was in some way responsible for what happened on September 11th.
I consider this to be gross criminal negligence.
As a member of the FAA's Red Team, Dakovic traveled airports around the world to test security.
And more often than not, we could get through security fairly easy.
Over the years, he says, he's kept detailed reports of those security breaches, reports that also went to senior management.
My office has file after file of information dealing with how vulnerable security is in this country and overseas for U.S. commercial aviation.
Despite the reports documenting the ease with which the Red Team breached security, Dakovic says that FAA management never adequately responded. He blames the inaction on what he sees as a cozy relationship between senior FAA officials and the airlines they're supposed to regulate.
The agents in the field, myself included, we would find problems at airports and with air carriers. And following FAA procedure, we would write up a case which would be sent to our legal division. Our lawyers would get in touch with the industry lawyers, and they would agree on an appropriate fine that the air carrier was willing to pay. And in the meantime, nothing's done to correct the problem. So you go back to the same place 2 months later, and absolutely nothing's been done to fix the problem.
And, he says, FAA managers even punished some agents who tried to report security problems.
They basically engage in reprisal. Just to bring up these questions is the end of your career. Some agents I know out in the field have been fired for trying to do their job, and others have quit because of the pressure that has been placed on them.
Dakovic did not cite any specific security breaches actually exploited by the hijackers on September 11th, nor did he offer any documents to back up his claim that there have been numerous security breaches over the years. FAA officials declined to be interviewed, and they declined to respond to Dakovic's specific points. The agency did issue a statement, however, which says the FAA, the Department of Transportation, other federal agencies, and Congress took a series of steps immediately after September 11th to tighten security at the nation's airports. The FAA required airlines to strengthen their cockpit doors, substantially increase the number of federal air marshals, intensify passenger searches, and develop more extensive passenger screening methods. The agency continues, better trained and better supervised screeners will become federal employees of the new Transportation Security Administration over the next several months. For NPR News, I'm Fred Tice.